You're listening to the Moon Griffon Show podcast on KPEL965.com.
News Talk 96.5 KPEL, Brobridge, Lafayette, broadcasting from the Matthew James Tax Pro Studios. Find them online at MatthewJamesTaxPros.com.
This will be the last day for the Democratic Convention.
I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, and former President Trump is glad it's almost over.
The whole thing is like we're living in a fantasy land. And then I see the people, it's like they're having a party. They don't mention the border. All they do is make up lies about me.
Tonight, his rival, Vice President Harris, will accept the nomination, hoping to replace President Biden.
She is worse than him because she's actually a radical left Marxist. That's what she is. That's what she's always going to be.
Now, the former president on Fox and Friends this morning before campaigning in his fourth battleground state this week, Arizona. He'll rail against record illegal immigration after he left office.
We kept criminals out. Now you have murderers, drug dealers.
The former president also called Harris's running mate, Tim Walz, a lightweight. He accepted the Democratic VP nomination last night.
Leaders don't spend all day insulting people and blaming others.
Minnesota Governor Tim Walz called the Trump agenda extreme, dangerous, and weird.
I'm ready to turn the page on these guys. So go ahead. Say it with me. We're not going back.
Now tonight, they might chant for their nominee when Vice President Harris closes out the convention with her speech. Now, all week, there have been pro-Palestinian protests near the convention site, some outside the Israeli consulate. Dozens of demonstrators have been arrested, clashing with police.
Tonight is supposed to be really the big push for a big crowd. And some law enforcement veterans are warning that there are extremist groups among these protesters who may really think they have an interest in creating violence tonight.
That's Fox's Steve Harrigan in Chicago. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky has toured a Russian border area, claiming his troops have taken over another village inside Russia after a counter-invasion, taking control of Russian territory. He also said they've replenished their exchange fund, which is what Zelensky calls the Russian soldiers captured. He hopes to swap them for Ukrainian prisoners. America's listening to Fox News.
Biden is dead set to get as much done as possible before leaving office. That should frighten every American. Why? Because nearly $1 trillion of infrastructure and pandemic funds have yet to be spent. When Biden pushes these funds out, we could see another prolonged inflation surge, just like during COVID. And I'm sure you remember the terrible effects that high prices had on most Americans. Hi, Donald Trump Jr. here, letting you know that a surge in prices can be beaten. A gold IRA from Birch Gold Group is the ultimate inflation hedge in uncertain times. To see how to protect your IRA or 401k, get your free info kit on gold by texting the word PROTECT to 989898. Birch Gold makes it seamless to roll over your retirement account while preserving your tax advantage status. Don't wait for Biden's spending spree to tank the dollar further. Protect your financial future now. Text the word PROTECT to the number 989898 for your free info kit from Birch Gold.
Cities around Lafayette Parish are growing and fast. What are the mayors doing to keep up, and how does that affect you? We find out every Wednesday morning at 7 when we talk to the leaders of each city about what they're doing and what they plan to do as more residents and businesses move in. Tune in for Mayor's Minute, Wednesday morning at 7 on News Talk 96.5 KPEL, on air and on the KPEL app.
I make learning a privilege, not a chore, and frustration a tool, not an obstacle. I'm a teacher. I make more.
Make more. Teach. Visit teach.org. Brought to you by Teach and the Ad Council.
Bikers Against Child Abuse empowers children to not feel afraid of the world in which they live. For more information, visit bacaworld.org. Our helpline is 866-885-9474. BACA, breaking the chains of abuse.
This hour of the Moon Griffon Show is brought to you by 1% Lists Acadiana. Call Shannon LeBlanc today at 337-522-0682. Save on fees, not on service.
The views expressed in the following show are those of the hosts or hosts only. They do not represent News Talk 96.5 KPEL or Town Square Media.
Welcome back, Moon Griffon Show, Friday Eve. I am glad to be with you. Glad to have you with us today. 844-766-6607. Of course, is the number to be part of the program. That's the Matthew James Business and Tax Reduction Hotline. MatthewJames.com, MatthewJames.com. John Blanchard, and I'm always willing and ready to take care of y'all. DNC rose. As a matter of fact, I even text you, Joe. I said that Clinton just looks old and, you know, Obama doesn't because he's a younger version. But, I mean, it's just I would just move on from some of these people.
And I told you,
that was just me.
I told you I'd take 20 more minutes of him over Nancy.
Oh, no, Nancy Pelosi. Gee, I missed that one. Thank you, Jesus. You know, I thank the Lord, that's Clinton right now. I thank the Lord last night for a lot of this morning, for a lot of things. I forgot to thank you for missing Nancy Pelosi's speech last night. Woo! Thank you, Lord. I mean, I am so sorry. I forgot that one. I have to repent on that one. Anyway, it's like the convention of hate and filth. The convention with fixing nothing that they broke, nothing. And of course, how many word salads will come out of Kamala Harris's mouth tonight? That's and I'm gonna do what I can to try to watch that. Now, Joe, I think this is my opinion. Since they've run late every night, don't you think Kamala's going to be real late and most people are going to miss it? Yeah, I thought so. My assessment is they want her to be late. And they only got to say, well, that's how every speech ran like that every night. They want her speaking on the East Coast at 12:30.
But the ratings have held, so they haven't been losing after midnight Eastern time.
According to what I heard, they were down 22%.
Yeah. It's been holding into that midnight Eastern hour.
Yeah.
So even if they do try to hide her, they're not going to do a good job of it.
Well, with social media now, you really don't hide nothing. I mean, you can look at ratings and things of that nature, but it's amazing. But anyway, so that would put her on here about, 10:30? Ooh, I don't think I can make that. I'll try. Maybe the dog will entertain me on the floor and play with the dog while she's speaking. I don't know. But I'm just saying it's amazing. And everything is hate. Nothing is fixing anything. And if you want, and I told you, Santa Claus and Christmas in August, you're watching it. I mean, we're going to have new homes. We're going to be building 4 or 3 million new homes. And by the way, that reminds me. So Kamala Harris wants 3 million new homes, okay? And she says 3 million new homes that are affordable, and they're going to give somebody up to $25,000 to be able to get into them. You know what's going to happen, huh, right? Homes will be priced out of the market. Everything government regulate and touches, it goes up and it gets worse. You know, they talked about drugs. Have our drug prices gone down? Being regulated, have they gone down? No. They got involved in Medicare. That's gotten cheaper. Medicaid's gotten cheaper. None of that. Everything is off the chart expensive now. Everything they touch and regulate gets worse, not better. And that reminds me. And by the way, what are they going to do? Get all these people in this debt, and then when they can't pay their bills anymore, what are we going to do, forgive them of their loans like we're doing with student loans? They took that over. They took the student loan over from the banks, and the banks would give money to people who could afford to pay it back. And all of a sudden, the student loans was run by the government, all under Barack Hussein, who, by the way, is all for this new home program, too. Anything Marxist, anything to take over your livelihood, or Barack Obama's for. Guy's nuts. He's a sicko. And so he's for this, too. But if you remember, they took it over under Barack Obama, and then all of a sudden, we got $1 trillion worth of debt in the student loan. Over $1 trillion worth of debt. They took it over. Boom, debt. Now they want to forgive people because they don't even care about the fundamentals of finances. So here comes Kamala. I mean, a true Marxist. 3 million homes, she promised. Everything. And this is what she's promising people. Okay? Proposes up to $25,000 in down payment support for the first-time home buyer and a $10,000 tax credit. $35,000. Where are they getting the money from? Does anybody ever ask where they're getting the money from? We're just gonna, what? We don't have the money, folks. We're $35 trillion in debt. By the way, Joe, let me take you just back to 2008. Was it not a mortgage scheme, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, by the government that bundled good loans and bad loans and sold them off, that didn't, when the federal government got involved in the housing market, we had a major crisis that caused a great recession. That was put through by Bill Clinton and Janet Reno. And George Bush, to his credit, I'm with a big Bush guy, but George Bush, to his credit, came and said, this is a problem, y'all, early in his first term. And they said, no, don't worry about it. This is okay. And he begged them to go look, and they wouldn't do it, and it blew up during his last year or so of the presidency. But didn't the federal government get involved in the housing market? Yes, they did, through Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. So it was a disaster. It was a total disaster. It was blown up. People lost a lot of money back then. Okay? Think about what I'm telling y'all. So she comes up with a program because we've let too many people go. We let all these illegals in here, which is causing the prices of everything to go up. The Green New Deal causing the prices of everything to go up. More on that later. And this is her plan. The government is going to build your home now. What, the government's going to build a home? Everybody needs a car, Joe. Why don't the government give everybody a car? They've been trying to give them electric vehicles, but nobody wants the damn things. Nobody wants a go-kart. Except in California, fruits and nuts. But no, I don't want those things. If they did, buy them. I don't care. But the government's having to give people buying them money to buy them. Having to go to these car companies who are losing their rear ends off. Folks, we don't need... you really think the federal government gonna get in a housing program and a housing market and it's going to thrive? You are nuts. We had something like that already. The federal government under Clinton and them got in and they were giving out loans for houses people couldn't afford. They couldn't afford them. It was a disaster. And let me tell you something. Go ahead and let them give them $35,000 and watch the prices of homes skyrocket. Now, there's somebody sitting back that owns their home, they go, go ahead and do it. I got a lot of money in my house now. But, folks, it makes no sense at all when it comes to reality of what's going on in this country. And that's Barack Obama insane himself. This guy's a true believer in the Marxism principles. He wants to destroy us even quicker. He's all for it. He's bragging about it on his family. It's a great idea. Yes. He won because Bush was so bad and this got him in so much trouble. A Democrat was going to win and Obama jumps up, who didn't know nothing about nothing. The guy knows nothing. And he becomes president of the United States, for God's sakes. And what is he pushing? Another program for the housing market. Folks, we need to get the government out of people's lives. And the more you want it in our lives, and that's why people get mad at me when I talk about the good old boy network and everybody's getting the federal grant, federal money this and federal money that. It's going to be a disaster for people to depend on federal money. For states and local entities and businesses. You know? Somebody made a good point. $2.7 billion to build electric charging stations. They built eight of them. Eight. But they got $2.7 billion. And I know what this is about. I called it the Green New Deal, the Inflation Reduction Act. Thank you, Psycho Bill Cassidy. I was all about getting money out there so it comes back to campaign donations and Senate House races and the presidential race. And I'm telling y'all, how are they getting all this money? How did Kamala Harris raise $300 million overnight? Green New Deal, green money, money that's out there, money that hadn't been spent, coming right back to the campaigns. It's exactly what's coming back. So I'm puzzled. The legendary Barack Obama, is out there bragging and touting a housing program. We just went through this 15, 20 years ago. We just went through this. Why do we want to do it again? To put people in homes they can't afford. And the cost ain't going to be cheaper. It's going to be more expensive. It's going to drive the price of everything up, not down. These people are loony to it. Folks, if we continue to let them do this, it's the demise of the United States of America. This is absolutely insanity at the highest level we're listening to at the DNC. Insanity. Insane like you couldn't believe. Folks, I know what I'm talking about. We just had a housing crisis back in 2007-08 area. And it was bad. And everybody said, we don't want to do that again. We're doing it again. And these idiots want to take it even further. And folks, they're being idiots. This is un-American what they're trying to do. It's got to be less about government in your life, less about government taking care of people. And all the Obamas ever preach is government, 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 government. You want a disaster? Let government continue to control your life. Let me take a break. When we get back, I got a great video for the DNC. Y'all got to listen to it. This is hilarious, and I'll have it posted on my Facebook too soon. Anyway, we got all that, much more, some state news. GM, Ford, nope, on EVs. Oop. How much money have we wasted on this stupidity? Be right back. When you think about how you'll spend your money in retirement, what comes to mind? Probably travel, sunny beaches, and spoiling your grandchildren. But a recent survey found that over 30% of every dollar a retiree spends goes to taxes. Baby boomers were told for years to save money in their IRAs and 401ks and pay taxes later. Well, now that day has arrived, and boomers are shocked to see a third of their money going back to Uncle Sam. John Blanchard and the Matthew James Financial Group can help. What if you could protect all or most of your retirement wealth from future tax rate increases? Achieve a zero or near zero effective tax rate for most of your retirement years. Find out more. 337-366-8366. Isn't it time you got a second opinion on your wealth and retirement outlook? Learn how you could potentially kick the IRS out of your IRA. 337-366-8366 and online at MatthewJames.com.
Louisiana is unique. The food, the festivals, even the bugs. It's termite season. Did you know termites are responsible for over $1 billion worth of damage in Louisiana alone? For over 60 years, J&J Exterminating has been shielding homes and businesses. 100% guaranteed against termites, pests, and mosquitoes. Louisiana owned, customer focused. J&J Exterminating.
Call them today, make the pests go away. J&J Exterminating.
Get the shield.
Yeah.
Folks, we'd love to thank y'all for supporting Raging Cajun's, the original Cajun season, and Raging Cajun's delicious line of seasoning, rubs, roux, gumbos, black eyed peas. You get it. We do it all. Raging Cajun's products are all made right here in Lafayette. And now, thanks to our listeners, Raging Cajun's is one of the fastest growing brands in the grocery stores. This food is great, folks. I love it, and you will too. Raging Cajun, the original Cajun seasoning. Ask for them by the Raging Cajun name. Raging Cajun seasoning. You're going to love it.
Do you crave?
Hi, hello. Welcome back. My name is Moon Grafon. It's great to be with you. Matthew James, Tax Reduction Hotline. You can always email me, moon@moongrafon.com. So, housing market. They couldn't destroy it quick enough the last time. Now they're going to destroy it again. Barack Obama walked in office because of the housing destruction. Now, although it was an open seat, he walked, and you had a horrendous candidate. And who ran first? Was McCain and Romney, right? Or was it Romney and McCain? It was McCain and Romney. John McCain was just the big maverick. They loved him until he ran for office. They blew him out. He was a weak Republican on a great day. Well, we conservative. He probably was a good Republican. Now he wants to do it again. Get involved in the housing market. They got in the student loan business. That was Barack Obama. That was the student loan market has been a disaster for the United States of America. And what did the universities do? How much, when Barack Obama got involved in his student loans, do you think insurance at universities went down since Barack Obama was in office? It's just, everything they say is a lie. And the promises they make don't even come close to being true. And like somebody said, 3 million homes, the way the federal government works, that'd be 200,000 maybe. It just none of this makes no sense, folks. And what they're throwing out makes no sense. But they go get in the home business. Hey, how does Social Security working out? How much is in a Social Security trust fund? You ain't got nothing in your name. We're lucky we're paying it out. They broke that. They spent all that. Medicare, Medicaid, as my buddies tell me all the time in that business, you wait till next year. We got some big problems. And they want to do Medicare for all. I mean, everything they touch, they turn into a disaster. When is the Inflation Reductionary Act, or whatever you want to call it, when's that going to kick in? I mean, nothing they tell us is true anymore. And that should be a problem with everybody watching this this crap show that's been on the DNC. I mean, it's phenomenal to watch. But Kamala Harris, we're going to build homes. We're going to get back in the home market. Disaster. It's a disaster waiting to happen. The federal government doesn't need to be in a home loan business or giving grants or giving all the stuff that they're doing. None of them. A Vietnam veteran texts me back. The government's theory, if it ain't broke, let's fix it. That's a good point. Nobody should be buying into this. And far as the electric vehicle business, had y'all seen the disaster that's been? And you know what's sad? The windmills are going to be a disaster. Solar panels, not solar panels, but solar farms, another disaster. And carbon capture is by far the dumbest thing you could ever do and call it economic development. Hey, but I got people in Louisiana commenting on it. They've been forced to. People out there talking about carbon capture. And they're talking about it because everybody is down in it because it makes no sense whatsoever. Now, I'll have to take a break before I get in this. GM to cut at least 1,000 software jobs. Biggest impact on GM Tech Center and Warren. 1,000 jobs, possibly more than 1,500 in the software division. The cuts follow a bad year for GM software operating, including having to stop sales of Chevrolet Blazer EVs as it launched late last year. Folks, they're basically having to shut down the EV division for the most part. Nobody's buying them. Oh, well, they're not the only ones. Ford. Ford steps back from EVs. Lack of consumer interest in the full EV cars. Cutting back. You know what's sad, though? How many hundreds of billions or trillions of dollars have we already wasted on the sham everywhere? I mean, why do we keep doing this to ourselves? Ford, GM, two of the biggest? We're not doing that. We got to cut back on that. Ford's going to lose $5.5 billion this year in the EV business. And they're trying to mandate the heck out of them so we'll have to buy something nobody wants. You know? We ought to get out of this. We ought to run from it. We ought to kill it. We ought to save money wasted. That's why the government ought to not be in any of this. GM and Ford, both of them. Both of them. The hell with this. We out of this. That's a good thing for us, but when are they going to quit spending the money? And how do they pay our money back? They don't. We'll be right back. With 5 locations, I always make it a point to visit Superior Grill. I love the food there. It's authentic Mexican food with a Louisiana twist. That menu has all your favorites. Nachos, quesadillas, enchiladas, tacos, fajitas, hand-cut steaks, and the best margaritas in the state. You go to Superior for lunch or dinner, and folks, you're going to thank me for it. My lovely bride and I eat at Superior Grill every chance we get. They're on Line Avenue in Shreveport, Government Street, and Holland Road in Baton Rouge, and they're on St. Charles Avenue in New Orleans. But look, their new location in Lafayette is now open. Lafayette, you've been clamoring for it, and now they are open on Collie Saloon. I want to see Superior Grill packed with folks from Acadiana. The best Mexican food with a Louisiana twist is found at Superior Grill. Shreveport, Baton Rouge, and New Orleans, and now Acadiana on Collie Saloon in Lafayette. This is Moon Griffon. I will see you at Superior Grill. This is Moon Griffon talking about another great Louisiana company, Hudco Roofing. Louisiana has some pretty crazy weather at times. Torrential rains, gusty winds, especially up north. Hail, and of course, hurricanes. You got to remember your roof protects everything, you and your family, and most of your possessions. And that's where Hudco Roofing comes in. These folks aren't just your average roofers. They're the number one roofing company in the state. Whether you need a repair or a brand new roof, Hudco Roofing has you covered. Hudco is a CertainTe Select Shingle Master and takes every roof all the way down to the decking to make sure there's no hidden damages. Hudco Roofing is also a state certified installer of the Fortified Roofing System. And that's a big deal, especially during hurricane season. Hudco specializes in residential and commercial roofing systems and coatings. Anywhere in Louisiana, you can get a free roof inspection and quote from Hudco Roofing. So go to HudcoRoofing.com. This is Moon Griffon. I trust Hudco Roofing of Louisiana, and so can you.
Everywhere you turn.
This hour of the Moon Griffon Show is brought to you by 1% List Acadiana. Call Shannon LeBlanc today at 337-522-0682. Save on fees, not on service.
Hi, hello, welcome back. Moon Griffon Show. Great to have you with us. 844-766-6607. Matthew James, Business Tax Reduction Hotline. John Blanchett. All righty, so how many projects, how many trillions of dollars are we going to spend that the government creates something that's a great idea and it doesn't work? Ford steps back from EVs. GM to cut 1,000 jobs, software jobs up to 1,500 dealing with the EVs. I mean, have we spent $1 trillion, $2 trillion, what? Forcing people to do something they don't want to do and no reason to do it made up on a line, a hoax, and a sham that we're burning the planet up. But we've allowed it to go so far in these damn universities that have taught these kids this and they go out in the business world and they believe it. Because that's where the university taught me that. And I spent $82 million going there. The government took over the student loans jacked up, the university jacked up the price. Folks, this is so easy to see. You don't have to be that bright. But yet, all these people that are so bright, like Barack Obama, how come this stuff keeps happening? How many plants have shut down? What was it, Solyndra? I mean, it's just investing. There was another one, Sun something, the other day, went out of business. And they just keep going out of business. They can't maintain. You can't maintain any of this stuff. None of it is to be maintained. Why do you and me are paying more at the grocery store and paying more for vehicles for the EV business? They jacking it up on our side. Ask the dealerships. Go sit down and have a heart-to-heart with somebody in the manufacturing business. A government that's free, that allows its people to go prosper, is what you need. Not a government to tell you what to think, do, and how to live, and what they're going to put on us. We're going to get in the housing market. We already got in the housing market. We got an example of the housing market when they got into it. Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. Oh, we're going to do cheap loans to everybody. Then they take all these loans and put them, the good ones with the bad ones, and it blows up in our face. You know? Somebody asked me the other day, now, Joe, you're young. You know what my first interest rate on my house was? And I thought it was great, 10%. This thing gets off at 2 or 3 or 4, 5%. People are freaking out. Young, I don't feel sorry for y'all, Joe. I paid 10%. Joe, you know what the first on my vehicle that I bought, what my first interest rate was on my vehicle I bought, you got to go back to 84, okay? Joe is 14% for a car interest rate. You think I feel sorry when they got them? Now, we financed them back then 2 or 3 years. Now you're financing them for 42 or 50 years, between 42 and 50 years. I don't feel sorry for somebody that got, I feel sorry for people like me that got to go out there and buy a vehicle and that thing's going to be costing you $40,000, $50,000, $60,000 is outrageous. And by the way, I'm not blaming the dealership. This is all because of the policies of the federal government and what the left is trying to do to this country. Some of them are Republicans. When I say the left, there are a lot of Republicans involved in this. So when you start getting in EVs, and folks, it is a fact, they jacking a price on the combustion side to make you buy the golf cart. All this stuff is going to fail because it's not meant in a free society to succeed. A government should be about making sure everything's fair and getting the hell out the way. You don't make it fair by giving people money. Kamala Harris could care less if the price of a loaf of bread is $4 now. They don't care. Because they play a bit big money. They're not worried about your small potatoes and my small potatoes, I can promise you. So we're going to get involved in housing market, which would be a disaster. We're getting in how we got involved in the vehicle business, the federal government, disaster, the Green New Deal, carbon, all this stuff is a disaster. Look, you can get mad at me. You can call me negative if you want to, which, by the way, I'm not negative. I'm just honest and upfront. This is not the way to do things. We are off the rail doing things wrong in the United States, and we're not. Our government is not making it easy on our people. You're not making it easy by opening the border and let people come in here, and your daughter gets raped. They didn't make it easy. They didn't make it easy with drug gangs and thugs that come across and kill people. How is that making it easy? They eat up all the housing, eat up hotels in New York and Chicago that the government's paying for. How is that making it easy on you and me? Causing our prices to double at the food, 20% is a joke, Joe. So you realize if you was buying something for $10 at the grocery store. That means it's $12, right? Joe, that's not true. I've saw some stuff $10 at $17 and $18. I went and bought some chemicals. I killed my ditch last year, a gallon of something I call eraser. Okay? It's $40 last year. You know what it is now? $80. Does that sound like a 20% increase to you? I'm just shooting you straight. I'm watching the leftist cuckoo nut convention, and these people are all sick. They don't have a clue what they're doing. And yet they're telling us now we're going to watch Kamala. I got to watch Kamala. I just don't know if I can stay up that late, but I'm going to try. Talk about housing programs and loan programs and universities. And the universities have socked it to us is what they've done. They've really socked it to it. But, boy, we dumped money in them. We got to have that money. Kids are going to get college loans and they're running the debt up out there wazoo. You know why a lot of them do it? I've had people tell me this. They did it because they thought the government would always pay it off. Yeah. Everybody that thinks this is all free money, you know what a free money equals, Joe? $35 trillion in debt. That's free. What free money looks like. $35 trillion, probably going to $50 trillion in debt. How free is that? It's going to be the largest bill the federal government pays. Has it already become the largest bill? Our debt? Right at it. I think the interest on the debt right now is about $700 to $800 billion a year. I think it's gotten larger than a military budget. So, and if it's not, it's right there. So how does that make us better? What are they doing in the United States government to make your lives better? Now here's what I asked the question is. The question's being asked, not like maybe some people may think it is. You know what I want the federal government to do? Protect our damn borders. Fight our wars that we have to fight, and we're all involved in that. And infrastructure when it comes to roads and streets that are federally funded and let the state take care of the state and the locals take care of the locals. Quit taxing us so much and get the hell out the way. If the local governments and states want to take care of public schools and stuff, I get that. But the rest of it ought to be taken away. That's not what they're doing, folks. They're causing you and me to have to pay more and more and more and more. They're not making it easy. When I say make it easy that me, Moon Griffon, can go out and work his butt off, and if I succeed, good for me. Don't make it hard on the average person that can make a living that can, listen, you got to put a food on the table, you got to put clothes on your back, and you got to put a roof over your head. You're making it hard for people to do those three essentials. Forget going on vacation and going fishing and going forget all that. The three essentials are getting tougher, and you're jacking the price up because you're running up all this debt on stuff we ought to not be spending money on. I pray Trump will win, and he'll do one. The big thing he'll do is say, all the money for the Green Deal, every bit of it, over, done, cut it out. We're not spending any more money on a sham. None. Zero. I don't care how much money you invested in it. This is stop craziness, man. Kamala Harris and Barack Obama and them, they want more crazy. We're going to get in the housing business now. We're going to get in the housing market. We're going to start building houses for people. Is that not nice of them? How much of their money are they putting up for that? Nothing. But there's GM cutting the hell out of it, Ford cutting it. I don't blame them. I would never touch that again. But the problem is with these automobile manufacturing plants, then it took so much money from the federal government to stay afloat years after years after years. They get obligated to go do what the federal government tells them to do. That's incredible. Anyway, when we get back, I got to play something. It should be on my Facebook. And Joe, I think it's pretty good. Remember, I was joking about they let people come across the border, no ID, but they won't let them in a Democrat National Convention. Who's the gentleman, Joe, that I sent to you?
Steve Cortez, I think.
Steve Cortez goes to the convention, tries to get an illegal in the convention who has no credentials, and they tell him, we can't do that, you ain't got no credentials. This is perfect hypocrisy of the whole thing in Chicago, which is a joke in itself. Anyway, when we get back, I'll play it. It's really good. And I'll have it posted at my Facebook, Friends of Moon Griffon. You got to tell everybody, look, this Democrat Party, full of crap. Everything that comes out of their mouth. We'll be right back. Schumacher Homes is dedicated to make sure that custom home building is within reach for everyone. They know the importance of you building that custom home, making sure you can afford it. That's what they do. Hey, how about a free no-obligation design and price meeting today? Go by and visit SchumacherHomes.com, SchumacherHomes.com, and they got a big special. You can lock in at 4.875%, 30-year fixed permanent financing rate when you finance with Schumacher Homes mortgage part of it. And guess what? Schumacher Homes does it all. Schumacher Mortgage, Schumacher Homes, they do it all. Your custom homes at one place. Go sit down. Go see them. And I guarantee you, you're going to love the Schumacher Homes way of doing business. It's all about you at Schumacher Homes. It's all about you. SchumacherHomes.com. SchumacherHomes.com. Big special, 4.875, 30-year fixed permanent financing rate. All you got to do is check them out. Schumacher Homes, where you experience their state-of-the-art homes in person. SchumacherHomes.com, SchumacherHomes.com. With the summer heat here, let's talk about your AC. You're looking for a reliable, locally-owned company that you can trust? Call DAP Concepts AC and Heating. They have been serving all of Acadiana, the surrounding area, and the Gulf of Mexico for over 6 years. For your home or business, DAP Concepts AC and Heating has you covered. With certified technicians specializing in everything from residential to large commercial HVAC systems available 24/7, these guys are focused on providing professional quality work and ensuring customer satisfaction every step step of the way. You want the professionals? You want the best? This is them. Don't miss this summer special. 0% financing or up to $3,000 off qualifying high-efficiency equipment. Not only that, they will throw in a free 12-year parts and labor warranty. That's right, 12 years part and labor. Wow. Don't you want to know more about them? Call them at 337-408-8202. That's 337-408-8202. Or go to the website, adap-ac.com. That's adap-ac.com.
John Wayne Prejean.
Hi, hello. Welcome back. Moon Griffon Show. Great to have you with us, always. 844-766-6607. Got some state news coming up in the second hour of the program. Matthew James Business Tax Reduction Hotline. It's pretty good. I'm glad to see everybody's coming on my – it's basically glad to see people that sat out there and probably poo-pooed on me for a long time. Now they all act like me. They're all coming around acting like me, Joe. I don't know if that's good or bad, but that's what they're doing. They're actually acting. They actually get it about jobs and stuff now. Another, I brought up Barry Irwin the other day, and I thought, wow, Barry gets it. And then we got another one. Adam Knapp finally gets it. All they had to do is come on the program. I could have told them this 20, 30 years ago, but they didn't. By the way, last thing on hypocrisy, Michelle Obama was out there talking about her parents were suspicious of wealthy people. You know what she did that the other night, Joe? What was that, Tuesday night, Michelle? Her outfit she was wearing cost $3,000. And, Joe, I got to tell you, my bride loves to shop. She's a professional shopper. She got nice clothes. She ain't got nothing close to $3,000, $2,000, or $1,000. Nothing. Nothing in the closet. Now, here's, once again, hypocrisy about how bad wealthy people are. Her and Barack own four homes. Two of them right on the water where global warming and rising sea levels are going to crush them. But they don't understand it, I guess. $30 million worth of homes. She's out there preaching to people suspicious of wealthy while wearing a $3,000 suit. I see hypocrisy all over that stage. It's a phenomenal thing. Barack Obama wanting a new home buying program for people, home building program. We had a disaster in 2007, 2008, and here's what Barack Obama wanted to double down on ignorance. He wouldn't have won without that. So anyway, all right, here it is. This should be placed on my Facebook for you to go get it. This is, Joe, who's this again?
Steve Cortez. Okay.
Steve Cortez goes out, and let me just set it up, because some of them may fade in and out. I want to make sure you get it all. He goes and he finds an illegal. Somebody that came across the border didn't have to have any credentials whatsoever. And he tries to get the illegal in two or three times at different points of in the Democrat National Convention with the fence all around this thing. Fences run damn miles around. And the policemen and the security people said you had to have security to come in. You could not come in. He could come into the United States of America, but he cannot go into the Democrat National Convention without it. Showing once again, Hypocrisy Center is in Chicago. Here we go.
Hey, Steve Cortez here on the west side of Chicago, Democratic National Convention at United Center. The Democrats, of course, want open borders and want an endless stream of illegal migrants pouring into the United States. This is my new acquaintance, Edwin. Say hello.
My name is Edwin. Nice to meet you.
All right, Edwin is from Venezuela. And we're going to take Edwin into the DNC so that he can meet the Democrats who want open borders. He should meet his new friends, hear the speakers, and learn about the Democratic Party. So, Edwin, let's head in, shall we?
Excelente.
This is Edwin from Venezuela, migrant, invited by the Democrat Party. He'd like to come into the Democratic Convention.
You have to get your credentials.
Yes,
you have to go to Jackson.
Yep. Wait, you mean he needs credentials and permission to come in
yes.
to get past the wall?
Yes.
So it's like a border wall in a way, huh?
Yeah. You have to have ID, credentials.
ID?
To come to the United States?
No.
To come to the United States. Okay,
no,
but to come to the Democratic Convention.
Here,
okay. You believe in security. You believe in securing a boundary. Edwin can't come in.
Without credentials.
That's all I know. I commend you on guarding this border. You're doing it very effectively, folks.
Thank you.
Good morning.
would like to get some credentials for Edwin. Come on, Edwin. Edwin is from Venezuela.
I am.
So we tried to get Edwin into the convention. He's a migrant from Venezuela. No organization, just American. And he's a migrant from Venezuela. Wanted to get into the convention. We figured that they would love to have a migrant from Venezuela come in. They said we need to get credentials. So we're here to get the credentials.
Okay. Has anyone filled out an application for him?
So you have to, there's a process in the application. We didn't have that at the border.
Poor Edwin.
Just to be clear, we have been ejected from the DNC credentialing office because we're not permitted to be here. We don't have permission. We didn't go through the application process. It seems like the United States would use similar rules about crossing the U.S. border. DNC doesn't believe in that, but they do believe in it for their own convention.
Here it is. Getting ready to wrap up, Joe. Okay, here we go. You know, thank Edwin for trying.
This is Edwin. He's from Venezuela. He's a migrant. The Democratic Party wants an endless stream of migrants into America, so I'd like him to go and meet his political friends, listen to the speeches, and come into the Democratic Convention. Well, you're laughing. He's allowed to come to the United States without identification or permission. Can he come into the DNC?
I don't think the Secret Service is going to go for it, no.
They're not going to go for it? Well, they went for it at the border.
Well, maybe he can get credentials.
We'd like to get Edwin in. The Democratic Party invited him into America from Venezuela. We'd like to get Edwin in to meet his Democratic friends.
Now, they
do you need credentials to go in the United States?
We're done.
Do you need credentials to go in the United States? So we do need credentials here.
That
to get
boy,
past this heavily armed barrier. Well, Edwin, Kamala Harris has an open border. You're allowed in America. You're not allowed into her party. Oh, well, Edwin, we tried. Two gates, credentials. 0-3, that's a strikeout in BS Bluff, see?
Yeah, folks, so coming across the border is easy. Just come across. If you're a thug or you're a terrorist, it don't matter. Come on. Trying to get in the Democrat Party, fences, borders, border control, have to have credentials. Now, folks, if you're sitting there and you can think it all, you got to go, I wonder why. And I said that what the Democrat Party should have done to prove to everybody how great they are for everybody, but just take down the wall, let the security people go away, and let people come in. This is what Democrats do. This is what Marxists do. Few people controlling everything. You're a peasant. I'm a peasant. You'll do what we tell you, and you'll like it. We're going to do whatever we want to do when we want to do it. We got to protect the few people that are running everything. That, my friends, is how the Democrats operate. That's how they've been operating. But this is the Marxism. This is the progressive. This is the Obama people, okay? Obama got in there. I guarantee he had Secret Service watching him, make sure nobody touched him or harmed him and his family. And this is illegal. Can come across the country. Come into the country. Come across the border. No problem at all. Walk in here. One day we're going to make you a citizen and let you vote. This is the hypocrisy of everything that's on the Democrat National Convention right now. Border, money, spending, debt, illegals. I mean, they just don't care about people. You got to care about people. You got to care about the country. They hate the country. People that are doing what they're doing hate the United States of America. As my friend Paul called her, you know why the Communist Party is not out there running anymore? Because they've always said if we could just get into one party and dominate it, we wouldn't have to run as a Communist Party. And they're not. It's called the Democrat Party. This party is filth and hate. This is a hateful party. It's a shame to watch something like this even be presented on TV. But think about that. He walked in this country, no problem. Try to get in a DNC event, you will have credentials. Policemen everywhere, border fences. They're killing this country. Go on and vote for them if you want to. Maybe you'll get your free house. Maybe they'll build you a house. Tell you how cheap everything is. Watch how much more housing goes up. Watch how much more food prices go up. Let me tell you, I look at this with a different set of eyes, and I'm just shaking my head. This is in America. This is not Venezuela. But, boy, let me tell you something. We're running to be like Venezuela. Man, we're trying to be like it. Take a break. Be right back. We'll be right back.
LA22.
News Talk 96.5 KPEL, Brobridge, Lafayette, a Town Square Media station, broadcasting from the Matthew James Tax Pro Studio.
It's Vice President Harris's big night. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, hoping to convince us to vote for her wrapping up the Democratic convention.
It's unlikely we'll get too many specifics from Harris. What's more likely tonight is an outline of some goals and probably a comparison with Trump. But what we are watching for is if Harris tries to extend her appeal to any swing voters, independents, or moderates who aren't in this room.
Fox's Jackie Heinrich in Chicago, where Tim Walz, Minnesota's governor, accepted the VP nomination last night.
No matter who you are, Kamala Harris is going to stand up and fight for your freedom to live the life that you want to lead.
And Walz also called the Trump agenda weird, extreme, and dangerous.
When I was teaching every year, we'd elect a student body president. And you know what? Those teenagers could teach Donald Trump a hell of a lot about what a leader is.
Former President Trump's reaction?
He's a total lightweight, and he shouldn't be even having any access to possibly being president. The guy, he's been a terrible governor.
Telling Fox and Friends all the Democrats are doing in Chicago is attacking him.
I think they mentioned me 297 times. They mentioned the border once. They mentioned crime twice. They don't mention the economy because the economy is horrible.
The former president will go to Arizona today, focused on border security, his fourth battleground state this week. As for the growing speculation, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. could end his run for president by tomorrow, perhaps, and endorse Trump.
I don't know what he is right now, but he was a Democrat. They treated him very badly.
Calling Kennedy a smart guy.
I would be very honored by it.
Kennedy dropped out during the primaries to start his independent campaign. There was a slight increase in first-time jobless claims last week, up to 232,000, and the 1.86 million Americans still collecting unemployment checks, the most since November 2021. Thousands of rail workers are off the job today in Canada, locked out by two railroad companies in a labor dispute, halting a lot of freight trains, which could affect American supply chains. America's listening to Fox News.
If you're looking for a firearm, I just love and recommend highly Henry Repeating Arms. They make 200 models of rifles, shotguns, revolvers, and a wide variety of calibers and finishes. Plus, they have new releases all throughout the year. The best way to learn about Henry Firearms is to get their free catalog and check it out online or at home. Plus, you're going to get two free decals and a list of dealers where you live and a great newsletter. Go to henryusa.com, click on their free catalog button. It's in the upper right-hand corner. Henry uses old-world craftsmanship combined with cutting-edge technology to deliver reliability and accuracy that everybody can trust. They're easy to use and maintain. It makes them an excellent choice for personal and property defense, for hunting, for shooting sports, and for beginners. All made in America, or they won't be made at all. Remember, to order their free catalog, get free decals, henryusa.com. That's henryusa.com. Free catalog and decals and a list of dealers where you are.
Court-appointed special advocates, or CASA, are specially trained volunteers that help secure safe homes for abused and neglected children. Don't let these innocent victims slip through the cracks of our complicated legal system. Get involved today. Call CASA at 268-5111. This nonprofit organization moment brought to you by News Talk 96.5 KPEL.
Mr. Rogers said, look for the helpers. Can always find people who are helping. Thank you to all the first responders who put their lives in danger to help us when my brothers and sisters and mom and dad and grandpa and grandma need them.
Thank you, first responders.
This is what I signed up for as a first responder. I am constantly worried about being exposed to this virus and potentially bringing it back to my home and my family. I'm going to continue going to work day in and day out and providing help to those that need it.
We look out for the helpers because they look out for us.
Thank you, first responders.
Thank you, first responders.
Thank you, first responders.
Love you. Mwah.
Be safe, look after yourself, and look after one another. Thanks.
Let's show up for first responders and their families. Go to firstrcf.org to find out how you can help today.
All right, folks, let's get started. Parents, thanks for coming. As many of you know, I'm Coach Mather. Tonight I want to talk about the season, of which I only have one expectation, that everybody gets stronger. When I say get stronger, I'm not referring solely to physical strength. Sure, we'll be in the weight room, we'll be running stairs, but we're also going to focus on developing mental toughness and grit. because those are the characteristics that allow us to achieve greatness both on and off the court. So how do we develop those things? By getting comfortable with a challenge, by cultivating the confidence necessary to overcome adversity in all forms. That's why I coach. That's my purpose. Every member of this team can lean on me, and I'll teach them how they can lean on themselves and each other.
This message presented by the LHSAA and the Louisiana High School Athletic Directors Association.
Every day at 5 p.m. right here on News Talk 96.5 KPL, it's me, Joe Cunningham, with The Joe Cunningham Show, offering you news, analysis, and commentary you're not going to get anywhere else. The big news stories of the day, and even some of the headlines you may not be aware of. It's your local, state, and national news coverage from a local perspective right here. Every day, News Talk 96.5 KPL. Check us out, The Joe Cunningham Show, every day at 5 p.m.
The views expressed in the following show are those of the hosts or hosts only. They do not represent News Talk 96.5 KPL or Town Square Media.
Welcome back, Moon Griffon Show. Great to have you with us. 844-766-6607 is the number. If you'd like to be part of the program, your opportunity to be a voice. Matthew James, Business Tax Reduction Hotline. Before I get away from this, Nelson DNC television ratings crashed 22% from 2016. And Joe, that was 2016. It wasn't 2020. Democrats spotlight DACA illegal aliens at DNC. We need Kamala Harris. So illegals are pulling for Kamala. They're pulling for Kamala. Tim Walz bashes J.D. Vance for going to Yale. You like these headlines? After following a long list of Yale speakers. Once again, gigantic hypocrisy. Gigantic hypocrisy. Oh, yeah, J.D. Vance. Oh, man, he's from Yale. Once again, looks like Michelle Obama talking about people that have too much. Wearing a $3,000 suit.
To be fair, they weren't all Yale speakers.
No.
Pete Buttigieg and Amanda Gorman went to Harvard.
Okay. So thank you, Joe. Thank you for correcting me. My point. You see the point. Hi, this is what they do. They want to get on TV and say, hey, we poll people like you. We poll like y'all. We're just trying to get y'all set up in a deal like the rich people. We poll. Some of the richest people in the world are leftist, Looney Tune Democrats. But this is what they do. This is what they do. He gets up there and criticizing Vance going to Yale. That's better than him getting elected and us going to hell. How about that? Vance went to Yale, but Walz wants to take us to hell. So it's just funny. Joe made a good point. Yale, Harvard, all these people sitting up in front of him, and yet he's going to get on Vance. But you can't tell some Democrats this. They think their Yale graduate is better than our Yale graduate. They think their Yale graduate is poor, unlike our Yale graduate, which is rich. This is the hypocrisy. That's why elections are so crazy now. It's just crazy. But this is what they do. By the way, you remember the big, Joe, you remember the big deal with Jeff Landry when he vetoed something going to Catholic Charities? Feds gave Catholic Charities almost $800 million to help shelter, transport, binds migrants into the U.S. community. One of the reasons they didn't do it, they get money all over the place. But what did they do? What did the media do, and what did the people that were in the Catholic Charities do? Oh, we're not going to be able to feed veterans. They're getting money. $800 million not for the United States citizens. I'm not cutting Catholic Charities that go out and do what they're supposed to do. But anybody involved in this, I don't care what their names are. Now, Landry was right for V doing it, especially if they were dealing with Catholic Charities, were dealing with helping illegals go illegally in this country. It's just, that shouldn't be happening, folks. So I just remember when Landry did that, and then the media, of course, the devil's advocate, what they do? Oh, Landry cutting money going to veterans. Because what they did is they went out there and ran out there and said, look what we're doing. Look what we're doing, all this money. And it was only, I think, a couple million dollars. And they got tens of millions of dollars to do what they want to do. Everybody that quit getting money from the government cries about it. Every single person. It's, but now I'm looking at Jeff Landry's veto on that. Thank you, Jeff. By the way, y'all, all this global warming we have, and do you realize parts, this is August. Am I wrong? Am I right about that? It's August, right? Yesterday morning when I left the house, it was in the 60s. It was 69 degrees, mid-August. Last night when I went outside to take the dog out, it was so comfortable. This morning when I got up again to take the dog out, I thought, wow, man, what comfortable, cool weather in August like this. How nice is this? Parts of South Louisiana saw temps in the 60s this morning. Was that man-made global warming that did that? I'm just curious. By the way, do you know when they look at the Gulf of Mexico? I heard a meteorologist. It is burning up. It's boiling out in the Gulf, Joe. Now, Joe, I don't remember right off the top of my head. What does it take? What temperature do they have to get to boiling?
212.
212. I was going to say 214. All right. It's 82 degrees out there. 82, 83. How can you tell people it's balling out there when balling is 212 degrees? It's not balling out in the Gulf. It might be warm. I would love 84 degrees. You realize, Joe, if you jump in 84 degrees, you think it's cold. If you got a body temperature of 98. It's balling out there, that's a meteorologist. It's balling out there in the Gulf. Really, 84 degrees. I knew it wasn't 84 degrees at balling. I said it was going to say 214. I don't know why Joe said 212, and he's right. First time he's ever been right against me, but hey, give him credit. Balling out there, folks. That's because that's the image they want you to create. Just like the image of building houses is the image we want to create. The government's going to build houses for us, and they're going to give us $25,000 plus $10,000 tax credit. We're going to get $35,000 we can put on a house. Watch how much it's going to cost. Now have homes out there people can't afford. And once again, here we go again. Government in a house building. Of course, there's some private sector people out there jump on it. They're going to give me the money. I'll go build them. Absolutely. Take that money and run. Forget what it's going to do to us, but take that money and run. I end up fighting friends of mine on this. They're just like carbon capture and all that. I say fighting them. I end up discussing them. And I know you people think I get in fights with people all the time. I don't get in fight with anybody. We just disagree. But people think taking all this money is a God-sent deal, and it's not. So here it is. I was excited to see that a lot of people who probably disagree with me most of the time, a lot of time, politically, they're in a political class, well, they're all starting to agree with me. I mean, Barry Irwin is a really good guy. I don't really know Barry, but Parr, was he Cable. Barry came out the other day about economic development jobs, and we got to do something. We've fallen way behind. I'm going, Barry, where were you with me for the last 20, 30 years? Instead of going to the legislature and going to the governors and the government and supporting them, why you didn't jump on the bandwagon with me? The latest one's Adam Knapp. I think Adam Knapp worked in the general administration. Okay? So they did a report in the devil's advocate on him. Louisiana has lagged behind other states in terms of job growth. Really? This has been going on forever. This is not something new, but I'm glad they're coming along to my way of thinking. I'm running into more and more people and reading more and more people around the political system saying they ought to just say, well, Moon was way ahead of us. I was way ahead of him because I had an open mind about what was going on. I didn't have a closed mind about protecting government. Over the past 8 years, Louisiana's economic development performance lagged behind that of most other southern states, and efforts to recruit new businesses slowed down. Really? A series of reforms approved earlier this year aims to reverse the numbers. At the head of a nonprofit organization, said Wednesday, Adam Knapp, president and CEO of the Committee of 100. Let me stop right there. Committee of 100. Michael Olivier, who came from Governor Blanco's office. They're going to get mad at me, but what the hell? Committee of 100, Blueprint Louisiana, none of these organizations have never done a damn thing except play politics and get people elected and never change anything. Now, on the flip side, Adam Knapp, I'm glad to see Adam Knapp is not napping anymore. And Knapp ain't napping anymore. He's waking up to, boy, we better do something. Just think we'd have started this movement 20, 30 years ago. Just think when Bobby Jindal got elected, he'd have started the movement. Do you realize, Joe, that was, when Jindal got elected, was 2008, 9, 7, 7. Just think, Joe, 17 years ago, how much farther, 16 years ago, how much farther along we would be. But the guy on the radio didn't know. He didn't offer any solution. We were offering solutions. I had C.B. Fogostin at the time. I had a good friend of mine in Monroe. We were offering solutions so much it wasn't even funny, but nobody wanted to do it because they don't want to change the system in Baton Rouge, which is the good old boy network. They followed John Ilario instead of people like me. They followed the legendary John Ilario, who, by the way, ran his state into the ground. That's who they believed. That's who they trusted. So Knapp's coming out now, a nonprofit charged by Governor Landry. I'm glad Jeff did this, to offer recommendations to Louisiana's economic development. The first thing they come back and say, we need to pour more money into K-12, we need to fix our roads, I'm out. I'm out. I don't think they're going to change anything. Oh, we got education and, we got to put more money in higher ed and K-12. We got to fix our road. When they start saying that, that means we don't know what the hell to do. And that's what all of them start with. K-12 and early childhood education. We got all that. Those programs have been, we do that every year. We come up with a new program. I'm just telling you, when it comes out, they talk about steps in the right direction or how we're going to fix this. Run, because they're not going to fix anything. And Adam, I'm glad Jeff put it in your lap. I'm glad you accepted it. I'm just really dying to see what y'all come up with. And I think Landry's right. Okay, y'all tell me what to do. Landry offered recommendations to Louisiana Economic Development, said while the agency was one of the best in the nation in terms of supporting small emerging businesses, it was falling short in other areas. Knapp told a Rotary Club Baton Rouge Wednesday, the LED Susan Bourgeois asked how many employees worked in business development, recruiting new companies. Anyway, talking about that. All right, I'm going to take a break, come back and wrap this up in a real quick segment. I got a national guest on Kamala from the Heritage Foundation. We'll talk to them again. But I want to wrap up on this. So Joe, it's handed to him. If you hear education, no money, more when you start hearing all that, just run, because that means we're not doing anything to change anything. Take a break. Be right back. Oh, Shucks, you've been hearing me brag about Shucks. Been going there for many, many years. Shucks does a great job. If you like seafood, you got to go to Shucks in Abbeville. I'm telling you right now, there's shrimp, there's oysters, there's fish, all fresh every day right off the boat. So if you want something fresh and you want fresh seafood, you got to go to Shucks. Don't forget, if you're having a party, call Shucks. Let them cater the event for you. Or you can go pick it up. Shucks, they're waiting on you. If you want a great time and you want great food, you got to go to Shucks in Abbeville. Shucks. Oh, good.
The biggest complaint about solar power is the battery storage. Well, no more. Now, Solar Louisiana offers giant battery storage solutions from the top names like Panasonic, LG, and more. Solar Louisiana will install residential home solar systems with enough battery storage to get you through any outages. And say goodbye to your electric bill, as Solar Louisiana will custom fit a system to your electrical needs. Online at solarlouisiana.net, your energy independence company, Solar Louisiana.
When you think about how you'll spend your money in retirement, what comes to mind? Probably travel, sunny beaches, and spoiling your grandchildren. But a recent survey found that over 30% of every dollar a retiree spends goes to taxes. Baby boomers were told for years to save money in their IRAs and 401ks and pay taxes later. Well, now that day has arrived, and boomers are shocked to see a third of their money going back to Uncle Sam. John Blanchard and the Matthew James Financial Group can help. What if you could protect all or most of your retirement wealth from future tax rate increases? Achieve a zero or near zero effective tax rate for most of your retirement years. Find out more. 337-366-8366. Isn't it time you got a second opinion on your wealth and retirement outlook? Learn how you could potentially kick the IRS out of your IRA. 337-366-8366 and online at MatthewJames.com. Smooth reform. Hello, welcome back. Moon Griffon Show. What a great day. Friday Eve, open forum Friday tomorrow. Matthew James Business Tax Reduction Hotline. Let me wrap up. So Adam Knapp with the Committee 100, which I'm not cutting Adam. I didn't say one bad thing about Adam. I want to run Adam and throw you on the bus. No, I'm not. I'm glad he got it. I'm just saying, I've seen Blueprint Louisiana come and go, cable party, been around forever. I just don't stay, you know. I like watchdogs. They're not watchdogs. They like sit under the porch, and everybody does what they want to do. And when everybody's leaving, they go, woo, woo, woo. Not a watchdog. Matter of fact, give me a watch cat. They must be more aggressive. They just don't ever do anything. So if they're going to come back and present something to the governor, it can't be, well, we need more money in K-12. By the way, we spend as much money as anybody. Maybe we don't pay the teachers, but we spend money. We got to do something with higher ed and maintenance and higher ed, and we got to do job training and all this stuff I hear all the time over and over again. We want to know how you're going to bring jobs in here. What do you have to do with the tax code to make it happen? We don't, if we do all this, it'll be a step in the right direction. We should get there in about 22 years. Matter of fact, you don't believe me on that? Watch this. We never do anything next year, 2 year, 3 years. It's always 10-year plan. Until we get to the 10 years, then we do another 10-year plan. While the number of non-farm jobs increased by 8.9% over the South from 16 to 23, wouldn't that be when Bel Edwards was our governor? Louisiana actually lost 12,000 jobs over the same period. Old Bel, he set us back. Bel gave us hell. In comparison, Mississippi was posted the second lowest grade compared to us. Now, remember, we lost 12,000 jobs, Joe. Mississippi gained 44,000. We're not even in a ball game. Bel Edwards hurt this state. He hurt it. I got to keep telling you this because he's running these trial lawyers. Oh, Bel was great. Bel was great for trial lawyers, not for people. Not for poor people, not for rich people, a few rich, but not for anybody. Number of visits LED officials made with existing businesses dropped by 35% during Bel Edwards' time in office. Good. I'm glad somebody's writing about stuff I talk about. Compared to the number of visits made in the previous 8 years under former Bobby Jindal, Governor Jindal, visits with new business prospects dropped even more under Bel, 49%, according to Adam Knapp. Adam, thank you. You should have been stepping up when Edwards was here for 8 years, but I'll take it now. Thank you, Adam. Adam, you need to come right here and come do the show with me. Let's really talk about it. I led a similar drops in the number of new economic developments announced in New York. Bell didn't care. He had the Green New Deal. All right, one quick call. Let's go to Ron in Lafayette. Ron, welcome to the Moon Griffon Show.
Hi, Thank you, Moon. I'm having trouble. You're going to have to learn me something or understand it for me. The oceans are supposed to be rising. Is that correct?
That's what the liars say, but yes, sir.
Okay, well, they just found an island off the coast of Louisiana. I don't know how the island showed up there. If it came from the bottom of the Gulf and just started sticking out of the water, or if the water's not rising and they finally see the well, island.
That's a great question, but I will tell you, KATC Daniel, what's Daniel? Phillips did a great piece. You ought to go check it out on the growing land down there now, because they're dumping the settlements back into the areas they need to, and it's growing back again. We have no rising seas. You got people, the Mississippi diversion caused all this problem, but nobody wants to talk about it because they'd rather get federal money to try to build it back up. So, yeah, that's a good point. I hadn't seen that story yet, but I'm going to look for it. I'd like to see that. Where now, you got that at?
It's offshore Louisiana. I saw KADN this morning.
Okay.
Mr. Scheffler and another one of his friends from the,
okay,
I think it's Sierra Club or something, was out looking at it.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna try to go look it up. Thanks for the call. I do appreciate it. Anyway, finishing up with Knapp, longtime Baton Rouge area guy. We have changed economic development strategy every time we elect a new governor. They bring on a new secretary, and it's done slightly different. They may change out some of many of their team. He said the agency hadn't created a long-term plan since the 90s. He says what they want to do is going to take about 10 years. They push for a 10% rate of economic growth over the next decade. So that's it. But we need something to be done for yesterday. Take a break. Be right back. With 5 locations, I always make it a point to visit Superior Grill. I love the food there. It's authentic Mexican food with a Louisiana twist. That menu has all your favorites. Nachos, quesadillas, enchiladas, tacos, fajitas, hand-cut steaks, and the best margaritas in the state. You go to Superior for lunch or dinner, and folks, you're going to thank me for it. My lovely bride and I eat at Superior Grill every chance we get. They're on Line Avenue in Shreveport, Government Street, and Holland Road in Baton Rouge, and they're on St. Charles Avenue in New Orleans. But look, their new location in Lafayette is now open. Lafayette, you've been clamoring for it, and now they are open on Collie Saloon. I want to see Superior Grill packed with folks from Acadiana. The best Mexican food with a Louisiana twist is found at Superior Grill. Shreveport, Baton Rouge, and New Orleans, and now Acadiana on Collie Saloon in Lafayette. This is Moon Griffon. I will see you at Superior Grill. With the summer heat here, let's talk about your AC. You're looking for a reliable, locally owned company that you can trust? Call DAP Concepts AC and Heating. They have been serving all of Acadiana, the surrounding area, in the Gulf of Mexico for over 6 years. For your home or business, DAP Concepts AC and Heating has you covered, with certified technicians specializing in everything from residential to large commercial HVAC systems available 24/7. These guys are focused on providing professional quality work and ensuring customer satisfaction every step of the way. You want the professionals? You want the best? This is them. Don't miss this summer special. 0% financing, up to $3,000 off qualifying high-efficiency equipment. Not only that, they will throw in a free 12-year parts and labor warranty. That's right, 12 years parts and labor. Wow. Don't you want to know more about them? Call them at 337-408-8202. That's 337-408-8202. Or go to the website, adap-ac.com. That's adap-ac.com.
LA 22.
This hour brought to you by the Matthew James Tax Pros. Find them online at MatthewJamesTaxPros.com.
Hi, hello. Welcome back. 844-766-6607 is the number if you'd like to be part of the program. Matthew James Business Tax Reduction Hotline. I read Thursday on that other one. Now I got it on Friday. Okay, that's fine. So my guess is tomorrow, not today. All right, well, it's not like I'm not prepared, Joe. Want to go back once again before somebody runs to Adam Knapp and them. I just been doing this a long time, as you know. Tomorrow's my 31st year anniversary being on air. Boy, I made a lot of mistakes, still do. The one thing I'll say is that I've tried to pry these people to come along, and they haven't. They've come up with groups like Blueprint Louisiana, which is already defunct. It just was a group that was out there trying to get people elected. I could not tell you. Committee of 100 formed. Michael Olivier was the head of this committee years ago. He was in the Blanco administration. So you got to go back a few years now when she was the governor. And he was involved in that. I still hadn't seen what the Committee of 100 done and accomplished. But I hadn't seen what Paul and Cable's actually done. Paul and Cable do great sound bites. The media, especially the devil's advocate, people like that, they go run and get information from them. And they do sound bites with them. Okay, they do all that stuff. But what did they do? I mean, the things I tried to get done, people rejected. What am I to do? I tried. Try to come up with ways to do things. We challenge them when they don't do it. These guys and ladies that are involved in all, they don't challenge anybody. They don't ever tell elected officials you're wrong. They won't tell the media, quit printing stuff that's stupid. Let me ask you a question, Joe. You ever seen what a committee of 100 ever challenged the devil's advocate on anything Bel Edwards did? Did you ever see the committee of 100 stand up against Edwards? Now, Knapp's talking about him now, but Edwards is gone. He's making millions with the Green New Deal. This get-along, go-along bipartisanship has crushed this state. That's why when Jeff won and we got 2/3 in the House and the Senate, we thought, man, we're moving forward now. You don't need a Democrat vote. That's why you get people mad at people like Cameron Henry, because he puts people in these Senate committee positions and they hold the good old boy network's hand not to change anything. But these are the guys that some of these people are getting six-figure salaries. They get paid six-figure salaries, and businesses and all that invest in these places thinking this is going to be really good. Tell me what they accomplished. Tell me the purpose. Tell me the purpose. What is the general purpose of Committee of 100? What's the general purpose of Paul and Cable? To inform people? Oh, that's great. But never challenge these people that say one thing and do something else. And then we got a Senate that's got two-thirds of Republicans. And nobody spoke out against. Alan Seabold did. But most people didn't speak out against what was going on and say, hey, Senator, I'll give you an example, Greg Miller. Senator Greg Miller, you heard ads, and there was mail-outs and all kind of stuff on this cat. And a little birdie told me yesterday that he went to a meeting in the St. Charles area and had this mail-out. Y'all heard the commercial. This guy's shutting down everything that was good. You heard the ad. Joe, you know he came, and these women at this ladies' group that was at all took that flyer, folded up and put it in their purse. He started speaking the other day. They started bringing up this, why did you do this? Why did you do that? You realize the whole thing turned into 40 minutes on what the hell are you doing, Greg Miller, the senator, who's a chairman of a committee that Cameron Henry put there on trying to do something about insurance rates and stuff. And he's a trial lawyer. But you know what he told him? Well, I'm not a big trial lawyer. But I'm not a big trial lawyer. And them women ate his life. He had to defend himself for 40 years. And if you're trying to defend yourself, 40 minutes, if you're trying to defend yourself, he backed up the whole time. They said they never heard of so much hogwash in their whole lives. That was Greg Miller. I wish they would challenge a lot more senators. But Miller's a problem because Henry's a problem. They didn't want to get anything done. The House, meanwhile, voted for everything. They voted on constitutional convention. They voted on cutting this, changing the laws, dealing with tort reform. And there was the Senate sitting on its rear end, not doing anything and killing bills that shouldn't have been killed. Did the committee of 100 call out any of these Republicans? Nope. Did Parr call out any of these Republicans? Nope. Did Cable call out any of these Republicans? Nope. Did Blueprint Louisiana? Never mind, that's a defunct organization. So these other big three organizations are supposed to be watchdogs. I'd rather have a watchcat. If this is the watchdog, I'd rather have a watchcat. They can get mad. Did the committee 100 Joe challenge Bel Edwards? Nope. Did Paul ever challenge Bel Edwards? Nope. Did Cable ever challenge Bel Edwards? Nope. When I was challenging Edwards and them on a $2 billion budget deficit, which I know is a lie, they took about $1 billion, $1.2 billion budget deficit, added what they wanted and called it $2 billion. Did y'all challenge Jay Darden? Nope. The legendary Jay Darden. Did they challenge Bel Edwards? Nope. Why? What's the existence of putting stuff on a sheet of paper if you ain't gonna challenge them? I can tell you what, Daniel Ernstbaum and them challenged them. Daniel Ernstbaum and them got with these legislators and wanted to do this, and all of a sudden they didn't want to do it. Daniel challenged them face to face. I mean, the Pelican Institute's one of the few that's trying to do something right. Somebody's reminding me, Parr is a liberal hack as their spokesperson. Repost leftist organization articles all day long, every day on X. I'm not surprised. So when I hear like this organization right here, and Adam Knapp, who used to be I think he was head of the chamber, Baton Rouge Chamber, area chamber. Long time hit. Came from Bobby Jindal. So you got an organization. What do you stand for? What are you doing? But you are now, and to their credit, after 20 and 30 years in the business, they are now talking about it. They are now talking about what we have to do. He is putting out stuff that about existing businesses dropped. I wish y'all was saying that more. You don't directly charge Bel Edwards. You need to. He was a problem. So NAB wants to grow economic development at 10% growth for the next decade. If we get one or two wins a year, we can drive that. You know how you get a lot more wins than that? Y'all ought to be pushing it. Why is the Committee of 100, Paul and Cable, why are they not pushing for this state to be the most friendly business state ever in the history of the United States of America? And watch what happens. Tell you why they do this 10-year stuff. They don't want to upset the apple cart of where we headed at now. They don't want to change anything. You got to have guts to change stuff. So I'm hoping we're going to get out of Jeff Landry. I'm hoping we're going to get out of the House Republicans and Senate. I feel real good about the House. I think Philip DeVilliers, man, that dude's done a great job. And the people around him have done a great job. The Senate under Cameron Henry is a joke. Have you ever seen somebody like Mark Yellowbelly Sapsucking Abraham stand up for anything? Mike Reese's Peanut Butter Cup Reese? They ain't standing up for nothing. They're all about the status quo. Greg Miller ain't standing up for something. Don't look like Henry is either. I mean, I'm just telling you, they got some Republicans that are in the Senate that just bad news. They're not changing anything. All right, let's take a break. One more segment to go this hour. 844-766-6607. Matthew James, Business Tax Reduction Hotline. Take a break. Be right back. Line One is a business telecom provider. Line One specializes in cloud-based communication with superior customer service. you're frustrated with phone bills you can't understand, endless hold time to customer support, and phone system that is not meeting your needs, then you need to go to Line.One and schedule a free consultation to advance your business phone system. Line One, technology with a human touch. Go to Line.One and tell them Moon sent you. Again, that is Line.One.
Louisiana is unique. The food, the festivals, even the bugs. It's termite season. Did you know termites are responsible for over $1 billion worth of damage in Louisiana alone? For over 60 years, J&J Exterminating has been shielding homes and businesses. 100% guaranteed against termites, pests, and mosquitoes. Louisiana-owned, customer-focused. J&J Exterminating.
Call them today, make the pests go away. J&J Exterminating.
Get the shield.
Yeah. The team over at Schumacher Homes is dedicated to make sure that custom home building is within reach for everyone. They know the importance of you building that custom home, making sure you can afford it. That's what they do. Hey, how about a free no-obligation design and price meeting today? Go by and visit SchumacherHomes.com, SchumacherHomes.com, and they got a big special. You can lock in at 4.875% 30-year fixed permanent financing rate when you finance with Schumacher Homes. Mortgage part of it. And guess what? Schumacher Homes does it all. Schumacher Mortgage, Schumacher Homes, they do it all. Your custom homes at one place. Go sit down. Go see them. And I guarantee you, you're going to love the Schumacher Homes way of doing business. It's all about you at Schumacher Homes. It's all about you. SchumacherHomes.com. SchumacherHomes.com. Big special, 4.875, 30-year fixed permanent financing rate. All you got to do is check them out. Schumacher Homes, where you experience their state-of-the-art homes in person. SchumacherHomes.com. SchumacherHomes.com.
Hey, Frank, looks like...
Hello, welcome back. Moon Griffon Show. Great to have you with us. 844-766-6607. It is the number. It's the Matthew James Business Tax Reduction Hotline. You know, speaking of the state of Louisiana, by the way, somebody's going to run to Adam and say, I'm going to run into him. I heard you was blessed, man. Blast him one time. I'm just telling you where you came from and what, and he hadn't been ahead of a committee of 100 that long. But I like the fact that Jeff has handed them a list of, hey, show me what we need to do. And I told you the things, when they come out with this list, I'll be able to read it for you and tell you if it's BS or not. You know, if Texas has less sales tax, if Texas has no income tax, okay, if Texas has lower insurance costs, you can't come back and talk about, I'm just telling you, you can't. And they got higher property taxes, no doubt about it. Their kids can go to public schools. Some of our kids can't go to public schools. Yeah, that's a big cost on families. You can't come back and talk about workforce development. You can't. Every time I read workforce development, I kind of get a kick out of that. We got one of workforce, best workforce development. Well, yeah, guess what? They learn to work and they leave. It becomes opportunities. So I've always just kind of wanted workforce development. That's good. That sounds like a great term. What does that have to do with keeping people here? So if you're not going to come back with some way to compete with Texas, okay, and to compete with them business-wise, and we're going to talk about workforce development, K-12, and universities, and we need money for and roads and bridges. Joe, we can have roads paved with gold right now. Did y'all go to Louisiana and see that roads paved with gold? Beautiful, prettiest roads in the world. And our business climate is horrible. People ain't coming except to drive through on the roads of gold so they can say they've been through it. They ain't come and live here. By the way, we're $18 billion in the hole on Rose and Backlog, Bella was then help us any on that. We need Daniel Hirschbaum and them got plans. Now, I know what's going to happen. I'm never going to win on. Everything's going to be slow-walked. Step in the right direction. Slow-walked. You can't slow-walk everything. We're too far behind. You know why they slow-walk everything? They want to make sure we got... I'm just going to be blunt with you. Every one of them, all these groups I mentioned, they want to make sure we got plenty of money for government. Yet we got less people. Government should need less, not more. Government should need a lot less, not more. So if we're going, if they come back with an idea, how you going to compete with Texas and Arkansas? Mrs., think about this. During the Bel Edwards years, okay? Look at the jobs we lost. And Mississippi was second worst, and they gained 44,000 jobs. Why don't we at least go over and see what Mississippi's doing? Here it is. Louisiana actually lost 12,000 jobs over Bel Edwards' watch. I think it's way more than that, but that's okay. Mississippi was posted the second slowest, so Joey... We're growing slow. Mississippi's growing slow. We lose 12,000 jobs, and Mississippi gains 44,000 jobs. Why don't we just go to Mississippi and ask them what they're doing? If we don't think we can get the Texas level, why don't we go get the Mississippi level? At least it's a step in the right direction. Bel Edwards killed. Man, Bel Edwards hurt this state. God, it set this state back. I hope it didn't set it back 20 years. But even Knapp, I got to give it to him. They're talking about it now. Over the past 8 years, Louisiana's economic development performance lagged behind that of other southern states. 8 years. Who was the governor the last 8 years? Who's the governor? Bell. Nobody challenged him. Committee of 100 didn't challenge him. Didn't do anything. Didn't talk about him. Parr didn't talk about him. He's the governor. They don't want to get governor to get mad at him. You know? Let's see. The board would be selected by the governor, the Speaker of the House, the Senate Speaker. The Senate Speaker? You mean the Senate President? Oh, my Jesus, help me. The dude that wrote the article for Navid called him the Senate Speaker. Joey's the Senate President, right? Speaker of the House and the Senate Speaker. It's the Senate President. Who's the Timothy Boone? Would somebody tell Timothy Boone it's the Senate President, not the Senate Speaker? The members of the non-member board should be announced soon, Knapp said. Members will have staggered terms to ensure some continuity. The goal of the board is to set a long-term strategic plan with performance metrics and hold LED and other state agencies accountable. Well, well, well. We now going to hold them accountable? What's the performance metrics? So Knapp gets an opportunity to look at what the board and who they pick. And, of course, number of visits, Louisiana Education Department officials made with existing businesses dropped by 35% under Bel Edwards. Because Bel Edwards didn't concentrate on jobs and business. It was taxes and federal money. Compared to the numbers of visits made the previous 8 years under Bobby Jindal. Bobby Jindal was a better governor than Edwards. I know y'all get mad at him. He was. Bobby Jindal was a better governor than Bel Edwards. Boy, I hate to say that. It came out of my mouth.
I was about to say, are you feeling okay?
Oh, I got to check.
You praise Jindal.
You got a thermometer. I'm actually a fever coming on. I do. I really believe he was better than Edwards. Then Knapp said visits with new business prospects. So this is a totally different category. The visits with new business prospects dropped even more by 49%. That led to similar drops in number of economic development announcements and new jobs. Bell wasn't working, folks. Bell was setting up Bell. Bell was always setting up old Bell and his buddies. Bell was always worried about, you know, how much taxes can I raise? How can we scare them by telling people there's no LSU football? No LSU football. You think there was a better chance we have no LSU football, Bell Edwards would have been run out of Dodge. But this is what Knapp and these people ought to be doing. They ought to tell people. Not just throw out some numbers, say the last 8 years under Edwards, they ought to say it just like the last 8 years under Edwards was disastrous for the business community. It was devastating to the business community. Why can't they say this? Why can't they be honest? Why can't Ralph McCollister write, I think he sold his paper, how bad Edwards was? Instead, he attacks Jeff Landry. I mean, I wish Adam Knapp the best. I'm glad it's put on him. I want to see who's on the committees. And if they come up with the same thing we've always seen, then we got a problem. I saw Daniel Erzpohm and them to come up with the solutions, get on these elected officials. And I watched them just poo-poo almost not everything, but a lot of stuff they try to do. And he was out there with them. So, Bill Clinton says he's unable to speak in the future. May be unable to go to a nursing home. By the way, he was trembling a lot. Does he have Parkinson's? No, you don't know. I was just asking.
He just turned 78.
Yeah. Oh, no, he's an older guy. There's no doubt about it. All right, take a break. God bless to some of y'all and the rest of y'all. Hang out. We'll be back.
For the absolute best in local Cajun food, check out Prejean's in their two locations in Carancrow and Broussard today.